This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Could Live It Any Way You Choose. And as wild as that sounds to you now, I promise you can. Now, you are really fat, and you can't stand it. You are at your wit's end. You need help. You're begging everybody to help me. Help me. I'm so fat. I need to lose weight. I need to get thin. I can't stand it. It's ruining my life. And it is really a cry for help. Then you say to me, John, you're not helping me. Just give me a diet. Tell me what to do. Give me a pill. I know you don't want any money, but I'll pay for it. I'll give you a lot of money. Just make me thin. Help me. Help me. You say I'm emotionally comfortable being fat. You're crazy. I hate it. I hate it logically. I hate it emotionally. I hate it every which way. It is ruining my life. I can't do it. I don't understand why I'm fat. Other people lose weight. Not many, I grant you. You say other people lose weight, and I just don't understand why I can't. It's driving me crazy. Everybody wants to give me a diet. I say, do these diets. Do this diet. Buy my food. I have a pill for you. Try my magic powder. Maybe I have a fairy godmother come and sprinkle some other magic powder on me. I'll pay for it. I don't care. You want it. You just want to be thin. You want it to go away. You want help. You think that everything else is a waste of time and you're beside yourself. You can't seem to do anything about the fact that your fat or your weight or anything else, whatever diet you're on, comes back to you in terms of weight. You never lose weight. You always get fat again. My Lord, it is just driving you crazy. But you know, the real problem is you don't want to face the reality of it or the facts. After all, you didn't get fat by accident. Stand back and think about it for a minute. You're the one who made yourself fat. What? You say, that's not possible. I hate being fat. I didn't make myself fat. It's the food's fault. Yes, the food did it. The food made me fat. Really? No kidding. You and two-thirds of everybody in America is either overweight or obese. And you think it's the food's fault. But the food jump in your mouth? Fall from the sky and get on your hips. It's only one way that food got into your system, and that's through your mouth. And you're a volunteer. You didn't have to eat all the food. You could have eaten half portions, third portions, twice as much, or whatever. You ate just enough food to make you fat. Now, you don't even want to believe that. You say, you know, I had to do it. I just couldn't stop myself. I just had to do it, and you're right. You did have to do it. You didn't have a choice. Now you really think this is crazy. No, no. Logically, would you have made yourself fat if you had a choice? You hate being fat. Why'd you do it? And worst of all, why are you keeping yourself fat? You say, wait a minute. I'm not keeping myself fat. I would give anything to weigh less. But I can't stand being on a diet, you say. It is just too terrible. It deprives me of everything I want. It is such a chore. I hate it when I think about food or not being able to eat food. God, it drives me crazy, crazy. And you wonder why you're fat. You know, if you had a visitor from another planet and he came to Earth and he came to the United States and he met you and you said, you know, visitor, we have a terrible epidemic in the United States. It's called obesity. And 100 million people are fat, including children, but also a lot of adults. And it's causing a lot of death and illness and unhappiness. It's just a terrible, terrible affliction. And the visitor would say to you, that's terrible. That is awful. Was it a plague or something? Doesn't anybody know the cure or what to do about it? And you say, oh, sure, everybody does. We all know what to do. He said, what's that? He said, well, you just stop eating as much, or you eat different food, or not as much, or not at all for a while. He'll say, well, why can't you eat less food? You say, we can't do it. That's true. You and everybody else knows exactly what to do. It's not a secret. It's not rocket science. It is not brain surgery. Everybody knows what to do. And then you want to go and say, you know, this diet doesn't work for me. This diet doesn't work. It's not a workable diet. It didn't do a thing for me. It's a bad diet. It's ugly. Really, now look at diets. Any diet, if you want to call it that, or eating program, if you want to call it that, that causes you to consume fewer calories than you burn is going to cause your weight to go down. I really don't like to use the term lose weight because it's a meaningless term, because virtually nobody permanently loses weight. That's not the issue. Look, diets are fine. The problem is you don't need a diet, and you perceive a diet to be something that deprives you of food you knew you want. Now, what's the big deal about it? What's the deprivation about? The deprivation is, emotionally, you're using food to make you feel better. When you put food in your mouth, it gives you a positive emotional reaction. It's a positive emotional experience. The food in your mouth, if you like the taste, makes you feel good. And if you don't have the food in your mouth, you feel bad. It's emotional. It is almost like a crutch you're using to solve your emotional problem. That's really it. And the reason you can't so-called lose weight is because you can't stand it. You feel emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. Now, that is a big problem for you because you say, no, it's not true. I feel emotionally uncomfortable. I hate it. It's the worst thing that ever happened to me. Then why are you staying there? You say, I can't lose weight. I say, no, that's not it. You're eating just enough food to keep yourself weighing what you do. You will not let yourself weigh less. That's the problem. You know that. You just don't want to talk about it. You don't want to think about it. Every time for a while, if you lost 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 pounds, you never stayed there. You always gained back. Why would you do that? After all, if you lost 20 or 30 pounds and you started, let's say, at 200 or 220, you could eat essentially the same food you ate at 220 or 230 or 200 and stay at the lower weight. You won't let yourself stay at the lower weight. First thing that happens, if you lose 10 or 20 or 30 pounds, you say, oh boy, I'm going to go out now. I'm going to eat pizza or ice cream or fried chicken or whatever it is. I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to make up for all the deprivation. I want all that food in my mouth. You call it eating. You may call it dining. You may call it fine dining. You may call it cuisine. It's glamorous. It's fun. You go to a terrific restaurant. You love it. No, that's not the problem. You can call it whatever you want. You can give it any adjective you want. At the end of the day, when you finish, it is simply putting food in your mouth, and that's the problem. You need the food in your mouth. What we're doing here, which is free, by the way, I know I've told you that, but I repeat it, we do not want any of your money. What you're going to do here is learn to eliminate the emotional need that you have for that food, and learn to eliminate the negative emotional feelings you get when you don't put the food in your mouth, and you will find you will not need the food to feel positive emotional feelings. That way, when you are faced with food, you will say, you know, if I eat a bunch of this food, or 2,000 calories or 5,000 calories, you're going to say, you know, it's going to make me fat, and that's going to make me unhappy. And therefore, I really wouldn't do anything to make me fat and unhappy, so I don't need the food, so I won't have it. It's that simple. And if you stick with us, you will find out that it's exactly how it works. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you.